Good morning. We'll continue the series we started several sessions ago on the book of Joshua. I mentioned in a previous session that we would see how Israel is treated as a nation. And many times if one person or a small group within Israel sins and walks against God, the whole group takes the brunt of it, which is so different than today, where in the age of grace, each one of us is born again. And at least as far as God's concerned, it's the individual that believes God. Now, obviously, any individual in any country can do something that affects everybody. But as far as God's concerned, we're the body of Christ. And that has nothing to do with governments. You know, there are those that want to say America must be a Christian land, and America's different than other countries, and that's okay to have those opinions about our history and our politics, but don't blame it on God, because God will answer the prayers of anybody. He could be in a country that's 99% non-Christian, and that 1% that's Christian, God will bless them if they believe God. And if you happen to be in a country that's 80 or 90% Christian, God will bless you. But not because of the country like it was with Israel. It's because of the individuals in the body of Christ that choose to trust Christ. Trust God through his son, Jesus Christ. So at any rate, it's a big difference. And a lot of the talk you hear in the modern Christian world, especially here in the United States, is frankly based on Old Testament records where the whole country was either believing God or they weren't. Just one example. When the children of Israel first left Egypt and they sent 12 spies into the promised land to check it out, the land of Canaan, 10 of them came back and said, the Anakim are too scary, we shouldn't go in. And the whole group believed those 10 guys, and God got fed up and said, okay, you guys are just going to stay in the wilderness till you die. So that whole group turned their back on God, so God had to turn his back on them. But then that group died, and their children, then led by Joshua after Moses died, followed the word of the Lord very well. And they crossed the Jordan on dry ground, and as we read last time, they marched around Jericho for 7 days, and then the walls came a-tumbling down, and they went in and claimed the city. So it's much more a matter of what does the group as a whole do. Individuals obviously affect that, but for the most part, it's how individuals as a whole do things. So let's go to Joshua 7, I'm sorry. And last time, as a matter of fact, the first six chapters of Joshua, everything was great. In the first couple of chapters, God got them ready to cross the Jordan. The next couple of chapters, they crossed the Jordan. And the next couple of chapters, they conquered Jericho. And they doled out the land to the different tribes. And life was great. Now, for the first time, we get to some conflict, where the music turns to a minor key. Dun-dun-dun-dun. It's going into the city of AI. That's where, and it's not artificial intelligence, which is what AI means in modern technology. It's just the name of the city, AI. So, Joshua chapter 7, here we go. But the children of Israel committed a trespass and the accursed thing. The accursed thing were things that were dedicated to God, like the offerings of the sheep and the goats. A lot of times when they would go in and take a city, God would say, okay, all of the silver there and the gold items are for me, or all of the cattle are for me. Don't touch them or don't keep them for yourself. Other times he'd say, you can go in and have anything you want in the city. Well, as they go into AI, all of the silver and gold articles are supposed to go into the house of the Lord and be dedicated to the use of the Lord. But one fella decides they look too good and decides to swipe some from him for himself. And it brings tremendous tragedy on everybody. And again, this would have nothing to do with us in the age of grace. You know, let's say I'm in the U.S. Army and they tell me to go take a city and I take it and I, you know, see somebody's golden necklace or something, and I take it. That's just the spoils of war. There's nothing, God doesn't care, because you can't take it to the temple and dedicate it to the Lord because the temple today is the entire body of Christ, all the Christians. We don't have a place where we go and take silver and gold articles and dedicate them to the Lord and sacrifice sheep. That's all Old Testament. So it's very different administration. Anyway, chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. So you see, this one guy sinned, and the whole group of the children of Israel messed up. Now, can you imagine that today? You live in a town where there's one evil person, and because that one evil person sins against God, you and everybody else has to pay the price. That's not the way it is today. Now, sure, if that one evil guy walks in with a bomb into the Dunkin' Donuts where you are, that'll hurt you, but that's not God bringing down things on you. That's the nut with the bomb. So it's very, very different. So the anger of the Lord, end of verse 1, was kindled against the children of Israel. Verse 2, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua, and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So the spies went out to see this land of Ai, said, it's not that big a town, we don't need the whole army, just a couple thousand soldiers will be fine. So, let's see what happens. Verse 4, so there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. See, every other battle, they had marched in and won, but here, these guys fled before the men of Ai. Verse 5, and the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Because up until now, every time they'd had a battle, God had fought for them, and they had been very victorious, even if they were outnumbered. Here they weren't outnumbered, they were just defeated, and they didn't know what to do about it. Their hearts became as water. Verse 6, and Joshua rent his clothes, tore his mantle, fell on the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan? To deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? Verse 9, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around. They'll just surround us and cut off our names from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, verse 10, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? What are you doing? Verse 11, Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have taken even of the accursed thing, the thing that was, you know, dedicated to God, and have also stolen and dissembled. They've lied also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Verse 12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. It was dedicated to be destroyed, sacrificed to the God, and somebody had kept it. Up, verse 13, sanctify the people. Now there's an example you may recall in the book of Acts. We should probably read for comparison. I can't remember the name of the folks, but there was a couple that sold a property and made a lot of noise about how they gave all the money to the church, but they really kept back some of it. And there's nothing wrong with keeping it back. It's that they bragged about giving all the profits from the property to the church, and they only gave part of it to the church. They kept it back. And those two ended up dropping dead, I think, when Peter confronted them. But it wasn't the whole fellowship that was affected, because those guys did a very similar thing to what this guy Achan did, in the sense they hid something or kept something back that was dedicated to God. But it was those two that fell over dead. It wasn't the entire fellowship that got attacked by the Romans and got killed or something. Big difference today in the body of Christ, where each individual stands before God. I mean, as a body, we stand together, but each individual is responsible to God. So, at any rate, God said, you're going to have trouble until you find that accursed thing and destroy it, because it's dedicated to me, it's got to be sacrificed to me. So, verse 13, up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. Here in verse 13, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Verse 14, in the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be, verse 15, that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. Verse 16. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils, the bounty that they got in a battle, a goodly Babylonian garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it, and they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor, or Trouble, unto this day. So again, administrations are very different. For people who want to live in the Old Testament times, that's tough. Imagine you have a big church or fellowship group, and one person does something contrary to the word of the Lord. And then, so what you do is you take him, his entire family, everything he owns, his house, put it in a big pile, stone it to death, and then burn it. Can you imagine what kind of society we'd have if people did that all the time? But I know Christians who basically want us to live like that. And that's not right. That was a different administration, a different time. About the fiercest thing it says anywhere in the church epistles, if somebody really goes contrary to the word of God, is quit hanging out with them. Just don't spend time with that person if he's that bad off, because he might drag you away into thinking the way he does. That's about the worst punishment you see anywhere in the epistles written to the church. And again, it's the individual. If there is an individual in a fellowship that is being very ungodly, everybody in the fellowship doesn't get punished by God. That person has got to deal with it. And if it's so bad that it's hurting the fellowship, then you're just supposed to stop spending time with that person. So the Old Testament records are very different. And in that book I'm working on, it'll be made very, very, very clear how different the two administrations are. Okay, so they took care of the problem by following the word of the Lord and destroying Achan and the things he stole, which were dedicated to the Lord, which is why it says they were accursed. They were devoted to destruction, to be sacrificed to the Lord. and they purged Israel of sin. So what's going to happen now? They're going to make another try at Ai. And let's look at chapter 8, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thine hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. This is very different. The last chapter, they just decided they wanted to go because the spies said to, and they didn't ask God, and they didn't realize there had been such tremendous sin in their midst, which would virtually guarantee defeat. This time, God said, go up and attack Ai, for I have given it to you. Much different. And that's a great way to live. The best thing is for God to tell you what to do and you obey and do it. But there are many times where God doesn't give us the details. He doesn't choose to. He lets us figure it out. And when that happens, that's fine. Just make your best decision. Pray, speak in tongues, and move ahead. What does it say? If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So just move ahead with the things of God as you understand them the best. And if you start doing something that's not going to work, God will tell you. So just enjoy your life. So again, chapter 8, verse 1. The Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, and go up to Ai. See, I have given it into thine hand, the city of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. And thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey unto yourself. So this time they are allowed to take all the spoil, all the riches, and the cattle. In Jericho they weren't given that leeway. So this is different. Like I say, every town they go to, God gives them slightly different instructions. But here it's go into Ai and keep everything you find. So again, verse 2, thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and the king, her king, only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall ye take for a prey for yourselves, lay thee in ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua rose and all the people of war to go up against Ai, and Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, you shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be ye all ready. So he had 30,000 men hiding right behind the city. Verse 5, And I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city, and it shall come to pass when they come out against us as at the first that we will flee before them, for they will come out after us, till we have drawn them away from the city, for they will say, They flee before us as at the first, therefore we will flee before them. Verse 7, Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hand. And it shall be, when you have taken the city, that you shall set the city on fire. According to the commandment of the Lord shall you do. See, I have commanded you. Verse 9, Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and numbered the people, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people of Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh, and came before the city, and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. Verse 12, And he took about 5,000 men, and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of the city. And when they'd set the people, even all the host, the army that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. And it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people at a time appointed, before the plain. But he wist, he knew not, that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them, and fled by the way to the wilderness of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Stretch out the spear that is in thy hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city and took it, and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. So it worked. They drew them out by fleeing as they had the first group had. And the king of Ai said, Oh, they're trying again, but they're fleeing again. We'll go beat them again. But they didn't realize there was a big group that ambushed them and snuck in and set the city on fire. Verse 22, And the other issued out of the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side, some on that side, and they smote them, so that they let none of them remain or escape. Again, very different than today. When they needed land, they just went in and killed everybody. That was the word of the Lord, and that was that administration. These days, if you need some land, God gives you the money and you go buy it. You don't have to go in there with tanks and kill everybody. It's not part of this grace administration. Whatever you need, God will provide, and you'll get it. We're all sitting in places where God provided the money, and we all have a chair and a Bible and a lamp and food. And we didn't have to go smite the entire city to get it. But back in that administration, that was how God told them to do it. So you see, getting the administration straight is unbelievably important in understanding the Bible. If you don't do that, it makes no sense at all. So here we go. Verse 23, And the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass, when Israel made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness, wherein they chased them, and when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword, until they were consumed, that all the Israelites returned unto Ai, and smote it with the edge of the sword. So it was that all that fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. For Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out the spear, until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord which he commanded Joshua. So you see, if old Achan had waited till they got to Ai before he swiped some garments and some silver and some gold, that would have been fine. He just wasn't supposed to do it at Jericho. That was against the word of the Lord. And why God said it there and not here, I have no idea. But had he waited and been patient and trusted God, he could have gotten all his riches and not caused so much trouble for Israel, not had himself and his whole family destroyed. So here we go. Verse 28, And Joshua burnt Ai and made it in heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. Verse 29, And the king of Ai, he hanged on the tree until eventide, and as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down for the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth unto this day. So they were better. When they listened to God, they had great victory. When they didn't listen to God, well, when that one guy, Achan, didn't listen to God, and I mean, he went contrary to the word of the Lord, and Joshua and the other leaders didn't seek the advice of the Lord, the first time they went up to Ai, they were defeated. But the second time, they had weeded out the sin of Achan, and God had told them to go up, and they would be victorious, which they were. Verse 30, Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones, over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord, and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which have the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. So, quite a thing, you see. It's obvious that when they, as a group, follow the instructions of the Lord, they have victory. But when even one person behaves very badly, the whole congregation suffered. So, very different administration. But the thing that's true in every administration is that God always provides a way for his people to be victorious and have deliverance from whatever problems they have. Very different in this administration. We are to get born again. We are to operate the manifestations of Holy Spirit. We are to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, believing that God will carry out his promises, and God takes care of us. There, you know, God would say, go in and attack the city of Ai and set an ambush behind them. That's how I'll bless you and get you a lot of riches and spoil and cattle. So God takes care of people differently, but he always has something for them. So it's great learning. This is all for our learning, and we'll continue on through Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. We won't cover every chapter, because some of the chapters go on forever, just telling them which towns each tribe gets. But I'll try to pick those chapters that have meaningful learning for us that can help us understand better how God works with his people and how we can trust him today. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for these wonderful saints on the phone with us. Thank you for those that will hear this on the website or in some other way in the future. May you bless them abundantly. May they trust you. May they continue to walk with you and see great deliverance in their lives, because you are their Father. You sent your Son to be our Savior. And in his name we thank you and pray. Amen. Well, love you guys.